Steps to Christ by Ellen G. White. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. Upon many ears there fall the words of the gracious invitation, Come unto me. That call of a compassionate Savior whose heart of love is drawn out toward all who are wandering away from God. And in the hearts of many who are really longing for the help to be found in Jesus, there is quickened the purpose to return to the Father's house. With such the inquiry of Thomas is oft repeated, How can we know the way? The Father's house seems to be a long way off, and the road appears difficult and uncertain. What are the steps which lead homeward? The title of this book tells its mission. It points to Jesus as the only one who is able to meet the needs of the soul, and directs the feet of the doubting and the halting to the pathway of peace. It leads the seeker after righteousness and wholeness of character step by step along the way of the Christian life to that fullness of blessing which is found in the complete surrender of self and an unwavering trust in the saving grace and the keeping power of the Friend of Sinners. The instruction found in these words has brought comfort and hope to many a troubled soul and has enabled many followers of the Master to walk more confidently and more joyfully in the steps of their divine leader. It is hoped that they may bear the same message to many more who are needing the same help. There let the way appear, steps up to heaven. So it was with Jacob when oppressed with a fear that his sin had cut him off from God. He lay down to rest, and he dreamed. Behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. The connection between earth and heaven was thus revealed to him, and words of comfort and hope were spoken to the wanderer by him who stood at the top of the shadowy stairs. May the heavenly vision be repeated to many as they hear this story of the way of life. God's love for man. Nature and revelation alike testify of God's love. Our Father in heaven is the source of life, of wisdom, and of joy. Look at the wonderful and beautiful things of nature. Think of their marvelous adaptation to the needs and happiness, not only of man, but of all living creatures. The sunshine and the rain that gladden and refresh the earth, the hills and seas and plains, all speak to us of the Creator's love. It is God who supplies the daily needs of all his creatures. In the beautiful words of the psalmist, The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. Psalm 145, 15 and 16. God made man perfectly holy and happy. And the fair earth as it came from the Creator's hand bore no blight of decay or shadow of the curse. It is transgression of God's law, the law of love, that has brought woe and death. Yet even amid the suffering that results from sin, God's love is revealed. It is written that God cursed the ground for man's sake. Genesis 3:17. The thorn and the thistle, the difficulties and trials that make his life one of toil and care, were appointed for his good, as a part of the training needful in God's plan for his uplifting from the ruin and degradation that sin has wrought. The world, though fallen, is not all sorrow and misery. In nature itself are messages of hope and comfort. There are flowers upon the thistles, and the thorns are covered with roses. God is love, is written upon every opening bud, upon every spire of springing grass. The lovely birds making the air vocal with their happy songs, the delicately tinted flowers in their perfection perfuming the air, the lofty trees of the forest with their rich foliage of living green, all testify to the tender fatherly care of our God and to his desire to make his children happy. The Word of God reveals his character. He himself has declared his infinite love and pity. When Moses prayed, Show me thy glory. The Lord answered, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. Exodus 33:18 and 19. This is his glory, The Lord passed before Moses and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Exodus 34, 6 and 7. He is slow to anger and of great kindness, Jonah 4, 2, because he delighteth in mercy. Micah 7, 18.